The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, long-term Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts.
Last week you were talking about TJ busting your eardrums. I think my eardrums just got blown.
What'd you say?
Hair dryer. Huh? Blow them out.
What?
Has it been a rough week? Huh? I always say, I'm the king of huh.
What?
Everybody that knows me well knows I have superior hearing.
Exponentially. Great hearing. But it's okay. You can do a lot of other things real well.
I do. I can walk.
You can walk.
God bless.
God willing.
You know?
Now we're in the game.
To this point, I hope it continues for a little while.
Well, so I have people in my family. I went to Auburn and visit my brother, and he says I can't hear. I've never heard that before. It must be an age thing. But we were at the gymnastics meet in Auburn, which they sell these things out. Who knew they played Penn State or competed against Penn State? And the whole time, it is frustrating. I must know how you feel. He'd say something to me, and I'm like, what? Would you say? And it's like it for those that are hearing or hard at hearing, like it was tough.
Well, this is the deal. I say this often. I don't want to be the guy that agrees with people and I don't know what they said, because I want to know what the heck they said, because I care about people's conversations.
Trent said it was okay.
Yeah. But then when you say huh a bunch of times, they get frustrated and they think you're just ignorant. I'm not ignorant at all. I'm a genius.
Gump. No, I hear you.
So something made me think about this. I've been listening to some old school Eric Church lately, and it goes, the song These Boots.
Oh, yeah.
Go check it out.
Oh, I know that song. That's a great song.
It's a good one. It's something you did earlier. You snarled at me. It made me think of the start of that song.
I gave you the eyebrow.
You got your hair slicked up today. You got something. This is the second week in a row.
And I didn't tell you.
This is the second week in a row that you all dressed up. Well, are you starting? Is this a new thing? You think it's going to bring business success?
Hey, man, you got to dress the part with the people that you're with, right?
I'm impressed.
I mean, I'm not. The dry cleaning bill is going through the roof.
I'm talking about your hair.
I need a haircut, man.
Are you trying to flex on me? You like my haircut?
You want to borrow some?
I feel kind of bad because he said, I got this 21-year-old young man that's cutting my hair these days, and I like him a lot, and he does a good job. And he says, we do a two or three. And I'm like, I don't know, man. So it's high and tight. I said, but I got a big forehead. So I like the top a little long, you know. So then he did high and tight, but he kind of let my comb over come down on the side. It's not straight. I'm going to live with it for a little while. I'm doing it. I got it. Like, he cut me a comb over. It's a first.
Is he giving you a clue? Maybe he thought you were a big Jordan fan
I think he really likes me. I think he was trying to flatter me.
Trying to help you out a little
bit. I'm going to make this guy look good.
All right. I see you got a little something sticking up in there. I got you. We talk about hair way too much on this show.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, it's because your hair looks so good, you come in here for flossing.
Well, TJ's got a pretty good mane over there
At least me and TJ. TJ has a better mustache than me, but at least I got a little mini stash.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a really big surprise today.
Okay. Yeah.
So a couple of weeks ago, we did the Furnish for Good show, and the ladies on the show had so much fun. If you hadn't heard that,
Leslie, Maribeth, and Priscilla, they're
go
awesome.
Go check it out. I mean, these show are entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs for good, Furnish for Good, and they had so much fun. They said we're asking us, how many times has TJ been on the show? And other than his random cameos, which you do a lot. Well, he hasn't been on the show as a guest.
Well, Trent, I mean, you can easily, we're talking about go check him out. Hit the Roby family of companies is in the social media game. Go check us out. I mean, Facebook, LinkedIn, all the
Instagram.
Instagram. Thank you.
Instagram.
No, but Sarah, our new social media manager,
Strahaus,
has done just an absolute wonderful job, along with Christian, getting this thing back out. So if you haven't engaged with us in a while, man,
wow,
what's up? I'm even back on Instagram.
I thought you were a numbers guy. I didn't think you were a salesman.
I'm not either, but it is amazing when people know what they're doing. And we did know what we're doing, but Sarah really kind of brings like a new flair to it. It makes a big difference.
I mean, she came on the show. What, she was on the show about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she's an entrepreneur, carpenter.
Yep.
Grew up in the construction business. What a great show. But she's come in and taken us to the next level.
She has taken us to the next level.
You know? And you know what else we have?
What you
marketing
got?
Wise? We got some construction pencils back in our business.
Oh, yeah. Those are cool. Aren't they cool?
If you want a construction pencil, email Christian, christian.mccall@angieroby.com, and she'll mail you a couple construction pencils or you can come pick them up. But they're the rectangular one with the beveled edges.
Yeah.
I guess they call it a hexagon.
Well, that, you hit us up on one of the social media platforms as well. Either way.
They're carpenter pencils.
Carpenter pencils,
they're flat and long, so you can put it up in your hat.
Is that really why they're flat and long?
Well, you know, I talk about it. No, I don't know.
I mean, that it makes sense, but I didn't know that. I mean, that's where everybody puts them.
Nah, they're flat and long, so you can use it as a straight edge.
There you go.
You
got to
carry two.
Sense.
One sharp, one not sharp. But growing up, the only PR, talking about Sarah, the only PR and marketing things we ever had were in my dad's, in our little home office drawer. It really wasn't his office.
Yeah.
Where my mom paid the bills. We always had a box of Andrew Roby pencils. But they were round, and that was when our color was kind of a Carolina blue, and they were some mean pencil-fighting pencils, buddy.
You talking about popping your knuckles?
My poor daddy breaking his propaganda. I'll tell you what. We'll have a pencil fight with the rectangular pencil.
Oh, bring it. And those things are too powerful.
And
like
I don't want to waste our money. I'm not wasteful. But we'll have that contest, and we'll talk about it on the next show.
Deal.
You good with that?
We got a little side action on that thing.
I mean, you keep talking about how I own your Venmo. TJ said he owned all the buttons in here.
He does.
So I hope he takes it easy on us. But we have producer TJ when we return. I've spent 8 years with TJ, so I can't wait to figure out how intimate we are. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services on Trent Houston from the Roby family of companies. We're your hosts.
These boots.
You still
sound. Do I sound like Eric Church?
We could just do our own intro.
I'm sorry, Eric.
No,
I'm
you
taking
don't.
Your. Taking your voice. Oh,
hey,
oh.
Hey.
Whoa, we have a special
Easy,
guest
Barry
in the
White.
Studio.
Oh, hey, buddy.
No, you don't.
No.
I just thought about this. I was in Costa Rica a while back, and I lost my pair of glasses for a couple of days, and I bought a pair, and all they had were these, their Dreamland brand at the hotel, and they're wooden. The arms are wooden. They really fit my carpentry motif.
I thought you whittled those.
Yeah.
Coming in hot.
I just
like
represent
it.
Carpentry.
I mean,
exude it.
I thought you had the skill. That's what I was saying. I wasn't trying to drag you.
Welcome
in.
To the show,
man.
TJ. Come on in. I like
I'm
it.
Good.
Hey, if you're going to do something, you might as well jump in with both feet.
I got control of the buttons, as he said.
That's why I'm proceeding with caution.
TJ, how you been feeling lately?
I've been good, man.
Good. You look good.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you. I'm waiting for that mustache to fill in full Sam Elliott, you know.
You got it. You got Sam Elliott going on. Yeah. Them people like Sam Elliott on 1883 now.
That's what I hear.
Have you not watched it?
I've watched a little bit of it.
Oh,
I
man,
can't pull
a
off a
show.
Cowboy hat, though. My feet are too wide for boots. It's terrible.
These boots. Have we talked about that lately?
Well, so what is that? Okay, he can't pull off a cowboy hat because your feet are too wide for, I don't know.
No.
Can't
he
was pull
going
off
down. Cowboy hat, can't wear cowboy boots because.
Your feet are too big.
Yeah, so I'm stuck with the cowboy mustache.
So you just wear a bunch of Georgia Bulldogs and Atlanta Braves stuff.
Yeah. That's
everything coming from the heart of Georgia.
All of my clothes come from Target, concerts, or the fan store, the Georgia Bulldogs fan store.
Target has concerts?
No.
No,
Target,
I feel like
concerts.
I feel like I'm reading the forward. I'm like, the end of the story. Period. Start again.
Yes. Yeah.
Man.
Sorry. Run on sentences.
You and Ford are similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
That reminds
me. Probably checks out.
The seaman, Dumb and Dumber, when he's going Tahi, 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 and he goes the.
Yeah.
Yes. What you just do there?
He was trying to finish the sentence.
He's trying to say the word "the."
Trying
he's
to
going,
sound
ta,
it out.
Ta, he, ti, he, and just goes. Another guy goes. The.
That's that story. Reagan tells the story all the time about how, I guess, rednecker I am. Her mom took us to an Italian restaurant one time when we started dating, and she said, "What do you want?" I had never really been in an Italian restaurant. I said, "I want that bow tie pasta." And she goes, "Oh, well, where's that at?" And I said, "Right here." She said, "This Bowdy pot." No, I said Bowdy pasta, and it was bow tie pasta. That's how. That was my last time ever being in an Italian restaurant.
I was about to say, I thought it was bow tie.
Actually, I went. I went to Pizza Hut last week, so I feel pretty good.
Like the actual Pizza Hut, man, that's solid. Did they have the buffet?
I'm telling another story.
Oh man, that's okay. But I had something similar happen to you. We went to dinner with another couple, and I was like, "Hey, man, what?" See, like the guy, I was like, "Hey, what's good here?" And his wife chimed up. She goes, "Oh, he likes the salmon."
Oh,
and I was like, oh, and Jody like kicks me under the table. I'm like wanting to say, no, it's salmon.
I didn't realize what the joke was.
Salmon. It's just kind of like you with the Bowdy Thai pasta.
Wow. I mean, if it isn't in the Catawba River, I don't know how to say it. I know how to say brim.
Well, catfish.
Goodness gracious. Well, why are you making fun of me today?
I'm not making fun of you. I was making fun of
the English language.
The English
really.
Language. It's
so,
tough.
TJ, you're from the Atlanta?
I'm from outside of Atlanta. Lawrence, a little town called Lawrenceville.
Lawrenceville.
Yeah. Moved up to the Carolinas in 99 when I was like almost 13.
Okay.
Like a month shy of 13.
Okay. So that was when you left home or you moved with your parents?
When I was 13?
Yeah,
I moved with my parents.
Okay,
yeah, my
good.
Dad worked for General Motors, retired for General Motors, and they closed down the parts plant in Atlanta and opened one up in Charlotte. So I could have ended up in Jacksonville, Florida, or Jackson, Mississippi. So Charlotte definitely works.
We were talking about this last week. If you didn't hear last week's show, Colin Jackson, go podcast it. I mean, guys, top of the world entrepreneur. But we were talking about how little details come out. I never knew that you went to school in Charlotte. Where did you go to school in Charlotte?
Well, in Clover.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to.
Four or three leaf?
Four or three leaf? Oh, I'm not that lucky, so.
Oh, two leaf.
Yeah, that sounds about
right. So you went to Clover High.
Clover High School.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Dang, was that down in Lake Wylie?
No, those are two different places, Trent. You know this.
I'm asking.
Clover is not Lake Wylie.
I understand.
What is the story behind that? Why are they they're so far away?
I don't know. I don't know. It's all the same zip code as far as I know.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the difference is, but I just hear people get angry about it, so I just hop on board
with
it.
So you a South Carolina boy.
Yeah, I guess so.
You still a South Carolina boy,
yeah,
aren't you?
I am. Yeah.
That's
I'm down in Clover.
Which one?
Which Clover?
Yeah.
The three leaf this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Three leaf.
All right, just checking. Yeah.
I think I've talked about this before. Riverview Inn used to be a restaurant my whole life, right there as you cross the river on Highway 74 going into Gaston County.
Oh, yeah.
On the right. They tore it down. The state bought it. They're going to widen the bridge. I think they needed that land, and so I think it'll be a good piece of land once they get done with the road work. But anyway, I grew up there my whole life. We used to take our kids there. I ride the boat up there, and they had this patch of four-leaf clovers, and it was like 80% four-leaf clovers. And my kids would find hundreds of four-leaf clovers.
Wow.
You know?
I don't know that I've ever found one. I don't know. I remember looking for them with my grandparents. Like
TJ,
I
tell you what. We'll set a date, and we'll go down there. I'll buy lunch for you, and you'll find your first four-leaf clover.
All right. I'm down. I'm definitely down.
And you can make it your, you know, you can do a selfie with it, and it can be your social media page.
And I'll go.
And we'll even share it on our what the Roby family social media page.
I mean, and then you can be Mr. Clover.
And it's four-leaf clover.
That works.
Start wearing green all the
time.
Does
that come with a pay raise?
Isn't St. Patty's Day around the corner?
No, it was last week.
Oh, man.
You missed it.
Dang.
So close.
They painted the river green.
Yeah, they did. I saw that. My sister went down to the
Whitewater Center
and saw it.
She did?
Yeah, my niece loved it. The river was green.
Yeah, probably like all she could talk about.
I'm going to tell you one thing. If you don't go, if you've never been and you live in Charlotte or the Charlotte region and to the Whitewater Center, it is a true asset for our city. And when you have guests in town, take them to it. I mean, share it. And you know, It's one of those things that's always harder. We talked last week about being a ninth round with Mike Tyson, and everything's difficult. It's never as easy as it looks. That was a difficult project to get built and approved. Similar to the light rail when they first did it, and look what it's done to the south end.
Right.
You know, sometimes you got to have the field of dreams. Build it, and they will come. But over the years since the White Water Center, they've ran a good business there, and I think it's become profitable for it as a business and our city. They've added so many wonderful assets to that property, man.
Oh, yeah. There's great concerts out there.
Dude.
I mean, fantastic concerts.
The food's good.
Food's good. The beer's good. The views are good. I mean,
you don't think I drink a beer out there, do you?
I don't know if you would or not, but someone... Maybe
people are drinking beer out there.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
They have zip lines.
They have
like great zip lines, climbing walls. That's all was added over the years.
Yeah, I haven't been. I haven't done any of that stuff, but I want to. I need to.
And they keep adding trails. Fish, Robert Fish, he talked about how good of a mountain bike place it is.
You can see him riding through there if you kind of go up the river a little bit further from your house. See the mountain biking down through those little.
And then I get to hang out with all the hippies on the river. That's good.
Especially when you go out about 18 miles an hour. With
you got to go slow. I can't water ski.
Waves real big.
I can't water ski through there anymore. Well, I get the,
you get the
they'll remind me that there's birds in this world.
Well, yeah.
I was just talking about throwing the wave at the paddleboard.
Oh.
That isn't very nice.
Who does that?
I don't do that.
You know, when I was a kid, I could water ski from the dam all the way down to Buster Boyd Bridge.
Wow.
And now you can't go. It's a no-wake zone under all the bridges with
the river
pylons.
Yep.
I guess they're trying to protect them. But somebody was telling me the other day, we were talking about the light rail going into Belmont, if they ever build the east-west light rail out of Charlotte to the airport. And Gaston County, Belmont wants to get it across the river. And they're going to rebuild that bridge that – the light rail bridge will have to be a separate bridge because of the vibration is a whole different engineering feat.
Oh, wow.
And can deteriorate the car bridge.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I'm glad I could expunge my knowledge on you today. Yeah.
I guess I'll have to start going home somewhere else besides through Belmont.
Is that how you get home?
Sometimes, yeah.
I told you it was near Lake Wylie.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
TJ, will you stick around?
I have to.
Hey,
it's his job. Hey, where's it going
to
go?
We're having fun today on our show. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts with TJ.
Are you having fun, Patrick?
I'm always having fun.
Are you having fun, TJ?
I'm always having fun.
That's fun. I can't believe I talk about how this show weekly keeps Patrick and my dialogue going.
Yeah.
Because we have to see each other every week and cut up a little bit.
Yep.
Give each other a hard time. I cannot believe we pay $2 million a year just so we can keep dialogue going.
Whoa.
No, man.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
Let me borrow $20.
Yeah. Hey, big man, let me hold a 20.
That was a joke.
No.
I think it went bad. My wife said nobody gets my jokes. Okay, so TJ, you've sat in here with me for 8 years. I think, Patrick, you've been coaching about 6 years. What do you think about it?
I think y'all are some of the best on here.
No.
Especially our weekend program.
You're making me
blush. I'm serious. I mean, y'all are comfortable. Y'all have great chemistry, I think. Y'all get good guests. Current, you know, the best.
The best guests we've ever had. It took 8 years.
But I think y'all are great. I think y'all are spending your money well.
Shameless. That $2 million. $2 million.
Knock about 10 zeros off that.
Yeah.
But no,
they
TJ.
Get 20, they get 20 from us.
Yeah. Well, we just gave it to TJ.
Yeah.
Hey, how long did it take you to get our crazy voices right? I mean, you're doing a lot.
Oh, that's not that.
You're doing a lot of zigging and zagging back there.
You tell every guest before we come in, you know, where we place them on in the microphones. And
yeah.
It's so that they're not going like, hey, Trent, it's good to talk to you over here, and then maybe, like, over here, because I'm having to level that out.
And you can level that out back there. I mean, you can do your best.
To an extent. You can do some things, but At a certain point, you're going to start distorting voices.
Well, there's like 98 buttons back there.
They don't do anything.
They don't do anything.
No. I'm going to be honest with you. Patrick stopped breathing in the mic about 6 months ago. Thank you.
What are you talking about? Wait, did you see him turn it down?
It's natural, Patrick.
Yeah.
That was a test.
Yeah. Also, I wake up anytime there's dead silence from working in radio. It's just like, oh, I got to do something.
So at home, oh, yeah.
Anytime.
When you're sleeping?
Anytime, yeah.
Mm. So how long have you been a radio engineer?
I've been here since 2005.
And this has been the extent of your engineering career?
Yeah, I went to Gaston College.
Okay.
And got out of college and started handing out T-shirts in the promotions department for WBT, learned how to ice skate.
There you go.
We did that ice rink downtown.
Yeah.
And then just started working for free. Show me how to do that. Show me how to do that. And then
really?
Before long, they're like, hey, we need you to use that stuff that we showed you how to do.
What did you study at Gaston College?
Broadcast production.
Oh, wow.
So I had a basic of, you know, editing and that kind of thing. But as far as the live radio aspect, you don't learn that until you're in the fire. Like, our old program director, Carl East, he was like, hey, all right, this is my first day ever being in front of a professional broadcast board. It's in the middle of Rush Limbaugh's show. And he says, all right, you do this, this, and this. When that tone hits, you drop this fader down and then push this button. And then he left the room.
Your first day.
First experience in front of an actual board that's not at my college. And he goes into his office next door, and the break comes, and I mess it up terribly. And of course he comes in and saves it, and it's, to me, it sounded like 12 minutes of catastrophe, but you know, it was probably 8 seconds of, you know, two audios yeah. playing over
it,
top of each
probably
other.
Probably nobody even noticed.
Exactly.
It,
but
you did.
But it taught me, you know, hey, I need to, when somebody tells me how to do something in here, I need to pay attention because everybody just heard that.
Goodness gracious.
And,
well, you see, you've been here since 2005. Like, what?
18 years.
18 years. And he's really, I mean, you've been behind the scenes for, go through who all you've been. I mean, I know John Hancock.
Yeah, I was John Hancock's final producer. No, before he retired, which he's not really retired. He's here every
yeah, see him all
every week. Yeah. I'm Brett Winterbull's producer now, 3 to 6. I've been on Mark Garrison's show. I do a food review segment twice a week, Dirty Restaurant Tuesday and Thursday. And let's see who Vince. I worked with Vince, Pete Callender, Tara Servatius when she was here. I was one of her producers. Jeff Katz, Jason Lewis, Keith Larson.
Oh, yeah.
I've worked with Al Gardner.
Well, you do. Like, I mean, the cool part about this trend is, like, any kind of big breaking news comes through here. I mean, we talk about it all the time. And other media outlets, obviously. But really, in the late 2000s, we didn't have social media and stuff like that could break things quicker. Is there something that, like, came through here and you're like, oh, my gosh, like, what really sticks out?
When the plane crashed on the Hudson, the Sully Sullenberger situation, I was in the studio there. And, you know, they were coming to or coming from Charlotte.
Coming to Charlotte. Uh-huh.
So that was huge locally. And we went wall to wall with it. And I just remember, I mean, that was probably the first time I had been in studio when something major like that had
Was your adrenaline
out.
Pumping?
Oh, it was great because there's so much information coming in from everywhere. You got from all your sources. It's unfolding
and what
in
a hero.
Front of you.
What a hero, oh, yeah. Sully Sullenberger.
It was such a great story. You know, I'll never forget, like, just, and y'all seen it in the main studios in there. We've got 5 TVs in there, and they all have that image of the whole plane on that wing, you know,
getting off the plane. In the water, the plane
in the
floated.
Water. It was like, that's like burned in my.
It's unbelievable. And how cold I'm always so cold nature. How cold it was that day.
It's giving me chill bumps talking about it. Yeah.
But we named the Aviation Museum. It has the plane.
Right.
They just reopened it. I think, did they name the museum after Sully?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think that on our next big YPO trip, I think Sully's going to be an educational resource for us. So I'm going to really get to learn about
great.
That. That's cool.
He should be a guest. He'd be better than me for sure.
Well, maybe I can tee him up. There I got to go butter him up a little bit.
Yeah. People love to hear, do you want to be on my podcast?
Yeah.
They love that.
It's very flattering.
Yeah.
I think it does flatter people, even if the answer is no.
I think so too. I think so too.
Well, man, I didn't realize you had so much. You are a legend around here. I thought that was just in mine and Patrick's head. When all the guest engineers come in, they never do as good as you.
Well.
I'm always
That's
because
I trained them just a little bit worse than me.
Oh, man.
I heard that. You know, that's called job security.
Exactly.
That's it.
So, TJ, what are your hobbies, man?
I'm a big music guy. I love music. I collect records. I work for a nonprofit that helps bring local music. Well, not specifically local, but original music to York County.
Whoa. Talk about this. You work for a nonprofit that works to bring specific or local music?
Original music.
Original music.
Music to York County, like trying to put on, hey, these bands, artists wrote these songs, and we're giving them a platform.
Wow.
And we're trying to make that affordable for everybody to come and let the bands make some money for it so that they can keep doing it.
So it's an art. I mean, it's cultural.
Absolutely.
You're trying to promote their artistic creativity.
Yep. Yeah.
And you're trying to allow people to interact with it.
And just make York County be a better place.
Amen.
Something more things to do on a Saturday night.
So why didn't you go to York Community College?
They didn't have a broadcasting program.
Gaston wins again.
I was trying, back to the music, I was wanting to learn how to make a record, produce a record, and Gaston College they may have a music producing class now, but nowhere around here really had that. Gaston had the closest, which was broadcasting.
So what instrument do you play?
Guitar, bass, some drums, not well,
really?
But bass, basic
drums. Do you perform?
Yeah, when I get the opportunity.
Are you in a band?
Yeah, I just played Friday night.
Really? Where at?
The Courtroom in Rock Hill. The nonprofit I work for is called Don't Sweat It, Inc. And we put on this show. We're running out of time here. But
he's getting flattered.
Yeah, he's giving us the cut on his own self.
And we know this because we're veterans. The second half doesn't really matter. It's the first half that we're really really got to be picked snickety on. So TJ, will you stick around for a few minutes?
Yeah, we're gonna
break our rule. You're listening to At Home with Roby. We hope you're having fun.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We've got TJ double dutying as the producer and our guest. If you listen to the last three segments, go back. Learning a lot about TJ. Talked a little about Captain Sullenberg. Really good show. TJ, you were talking about your nonprofit a little bit there at the end, and you were getting a little, what happened there? You cut us off? You cut yourself
Listen,
off.
Listen, I'm a slave to the clock. That's not true at all.
No, that is not true.
You let us give and take and put the magic together.
Well, it's a 3-minute story in 30 seconds.
Well, it means don't sweat it. It's your nonprofit in Rock
Hill.
Yes,
Don't Sweat It, Inc. is the name of our nonprofit.
Yeah.
And we house most of our shows in downtown Rock Hill in an old courtroom. And
that's cool.
It's an event space at this point. It's run by the Arts Council of York County, and we rent out this space. And it's like it was an active courtroom until the 80s.
So downtown Rock Hill, which was once covered.
Oh right? Yes,
that's a crazy story.
That was well before my time.
Yeah, then they uncovered it.
They tried to make it the downtown mall.
Yes.
And put a roof over Main Street.
That's right.
Yeah. I've seen pictures of it. It's neat.
We have some Rock Hill connections, and we're walking down the downtown streets, and they were telling me the story. They're like, yeah, this used to be covered.
I've never heard that.
And then they uncovered
it. Mid-'80s,
so
I want to say.
Same area.
Right, yeah, okay. Exactly. 201 East Main Street.
All right.
And it's upstairs, and we literally take an empty room and build a show, a concert venue.
How often do these?
About once a month right now is where we're doing it. We're not locked into this space. This is just our main space right now.
Well, TJ, I'm gonna hold you accountable here.
Please
text me your upcoming dates. Yeah. Right. When are the shows?
We don't have anything booked right now. We're shooting for our big festival in September right now. We're working on that.
Heck yeah.
Don't Sweat It Fest. So just be on the lookout for that. Okay. Don't Sweat It _Inc. on Instagram.
I'm going to come support you. I'm going to bring Reagan. Is it kid friendly?
It's all ages venue.
I'm bringing the whole family.
Yeah. This now, over. I will say it is an all ages, but it's not necessarily.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like. Bring the family necessary.
I got it. I can bring my older kids.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I'm adaptive. But I'm going to break one of my cardinal rules. I get the meat sweats when I go into a courtroom, so it's going
to
be hard for me.
You're fine.
I'm going to make it.
You're fine.
It's going to be September.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're good.
You think I'm going to make it?
You're going to make
what
it.
What if we sweat? September in Rock Hill. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, I'll be behind the bar.
They took the roof off.
I'll be behind the bar you down.
They have a bar in the courtroom?
We do.
I always thought they had a bar. I thought it was isn't that when an attorney
had different
passes?
Kind of bars where you
I
know
I thought the attorney passed
trouble.
The bar and then you go to the bar.
And then you're behind bars.
Like 100 bars.
Yeah, lots of bars.
And then they go, ching. I'm excited.
And if you're in the Northeast, you call it a bar.
I never knew. And this is a nonprofit you support and you help with.
We've been running concerts out of there since 2010, but we just became a nonprofit last year.
Y'all got a website?
Not yet.
Facebook page?
We're still
Instagram?
Instagram, Don't Sweat It _Inc. INC on Instagram.
Pump it up.
And then Don't Sweat It Inc. on Facebook. Just
got
search
it.
Us. We should be there. Okay. Rock Hill.
All right.
And do you ever perform there?
Yeah, I just
Friday night. That was where you performed.
We hit the bass.
I fell asleep.
We do this thing called Band From a Hat every now and then when it seems like the local bands are the band pool is kind of low. And hey, sign up. I'm TJ. I play the bass. And we literally put everybody's name in a hat, pull it out, and you're in a band.
Well, I'm going to give the Roby family a plug. We've really been working on this agenda to really make a presence in Rock Hill. We think Rock Hill is such a valuable resource to our region.
Yeah, absolutely.
For so many reasons. It's a hotbed of activity. So we're really working to get more involved in Rock Hill, so maybe we can help y'all out some, too.
That'd be fantastic.
Well, I'm putting us on there. Patrick's got plenty of money.
You need to come out
and
see a show.
You got $2 million for the show.
It's gone. She gone.
Well, no, where I heard about this downtown was with Justin Smith, who has been on the
really?
Show as an architect. Yeah. And he was walking us through, and he's like, I got to tell you the story.
Yeah, that's just looking at pictures of that is just so weird. Like,
I want to see a picture of it. That's crazy.
That is not what a downtown is.
Well, you know, if it would have been successful and then all the major cities in the U.S. were covered now, be like, Rock Hill is a, man, they're blazing trails.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. They had the Uptown used to have a mall in Charlotte.
Really?
Yeah. What was it called?
Oh, yeah. Overstreet.
Overstreet Mall,
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. That was going to be a thing.
Yeah.
And then they started turning malls down.
That would not have done well pandemic-wise either.
Turn them into concert halls or something. I don't know.
I heard somebody should turn the old malls into Gen X retirement homes.
Gen X. How old is that group?
I mean, when they get to retirement
age.
Okay.
I think South Park is really flourishing, actually.
Wait, are you Gen X?
I don't know. I don't know. I was curious. I am.
I think you're clicking. It goes Gen X and then Millennials, right?
I'm not a millennial.
Am I missing one in between?
I think that's right.
Yeah, so then you would be
I might be. What's Gen Z?
That's younger than me.
What if I wanted to be a baby boomer?
Well, you would have had to try harder.
Ooh. Those people, man, they got it put together.
the boomers do? Yeah, so you were Gen X, 1965 to 1979. That's you, bro.
That's me. I'm right in there, right at the tail end.
You come right after that as a millennial.
Catching the back up with my
1980 1980 to 1994.
Man. Oh, wow. TJ, thanks for being here, man.
I'm glad to be here. I enjoy working with
you guys.
We
really do appreciate it.
I always talk about how I get to hang out with Patrick, but it's really TJ.
My thoughts are exactly the same.
Well, cool. I like y'all coming in.
All right, listen, go do the golden rule today. Hey, wear a smile on your face. Just try to treat others nice. No matter how your day's going, make somebody else feel good. Thanks for listening to At Home with Roby.